Our morning conversation this morning focuses once again on the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. And in with us this morning is SIU Vice Chancellor for Research and SIU Fisheries Director, Jim Garvey. Jim, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jennifer.
We've talked in the past about some of the research that you're doing, but this week as you speak for the Science Center's Science Cafe, it's kind of one of those headline-grabbing topics, Asian carp. And, you know, what can we do with these carp that are in the waterways here in Illinois and trying to make their way into other portions of the nation? What specifically will you be talking about later this week?
Well, one of the things that we do in my lab is work on invasive species, aliens, attacking the world. So it's something that we all need to be concerned about. I think a lot of people are concerned about climate change and pollution and those sorts of things, but they'd be surprised to know that invasive species are the second most destructive problem facing the environment here in the U.S. as well as the rest of the world. Habitat destruction is the first. So this is something that we all need to be really concerned about. One of the species I'm working on in terms of a problem right now are called the silver carp and the bighead carp. They're both from Asia, primarily China and the Yangtze River. They're introduced into the U.S. probably in the early 70s and have slowly been creeping up the Mississippi River and made it into the Illinois River in the early 2000s. And their population just exploded over the last 10 years or so. Many people know these as the jumping fish. So what you'll see on YouTube, for example, is these fish jumping out of the water and hitting people in the face. And we're not talking about small fish. We're talking about fish that are sometimes on an average 30, 40 pounds. Some of them can get up to 80 or 90 pounds. So we're talking about some really big fish. And so it's a concern from a public health perspective. Also, people really wonder, are they having an impact on native fishes? The final issue is that not only are they a problem in our rivers, but we're worried about them getting into the Great Lakes and having a negative impact on the multi-billion-dollar industry that exists there.
In terms of science and researching these invasive species, is this something where you want to change the direction that they are able to go or monitor them? How involved are you in affecting where these fish can be found?
Right. So the big question for any invasive species is how do we stop them? The first rule of thumb is don't move any species that doesn't belong somewhere to a new place. When you do that, if they become established, it's very difficult to get rid of them. Once they're established, finding methods for getting rid of them are very difficult. You could try chemicals, but chemicals can be really problematic. You can try predatory fish, but these fish get so big so fast that it's almost impossible to control them with that. And so the only thing that we've really found that probably works for this species and many other species is human predation. In other words, fishing in this case. But feral pigs, that's another problem here in the U.S., hunting. Lionfish in the Caribbean is another issue. The Fish and Wildlife Service is trying to encourage people to fish for those things in the Caribbean because they're such a bad predator. These are fish. The lionfish actually come from Australia and don't belong in the Caribbean, but that's how they got there. Same thing we're trying to do with the Asian carp is to encourage people to fish for them and not only fish for them recreationally, but also develop an industry where these fish will be sold as a variety of products, including sold back to China as a particular product.
The reason they're called Asian carp is because they were originally found there. These are a staple in the Chinese cuisine?
Yeah. The Chinese have been culturing them for well over 4,000 years. Just like you would have meatloaf on Sunday dinner or a chicken or whatever, turkey, the Chinese will have a big, giant, silver, bighead carp on their plate. And that's something for the whole family or for multiple families to get together and enjoy. It's a healthy food. The meat is actually really good. When prepared correctly, I have no problem. In fact, it's a fish I prefer to eat coming out of the United States, believe it or not. So it's not a bad product, and that's something that is very hard to get past people, because when we say the word carp, people tend to think of the common carp, which is a species that was introduced many, many years ago, over a century ago, as a food fish. And the Fish and Wildlife Service, after introducing it back then, did the same thing that we're doing now with the silver and the bighead carp, which is put a bounty on them because they realized, whoops, no one really wants these here, and now we need to try and figure out a way to get rid of them. The problem with the common carp is they just don't taste very good compared, well, to most people's palate compared to the silver and bighead, which are the species we're talking about today.
Is it a cultural change that needs to happen then for people to understand that these are not... that these are both a problem for the environment in which they've been introduced, but they're also something that you should take advantage of?
Right. So Americans, and I don't want to pick on Americans, but we don't eat fish. The fish is not our staple protein. Our staple protein is chicken, believe it or not. And you need to change people's perception of what fish is. Quite frankly, Americans don't like to eat, most people don't like to eat fish fillets. They like to eat their fish processed in a fish stick or fried. You know, there's particular places that do that very well. And so, quite frankly, you know, Americans will like it, but we have to process it. And the problem with Asian carp is you've got to get them from the river. You got to get them in a processing plant. Then you have to clean them in a way that they can be processed to the point where they don't even seem like fish anymore. And then they're deep fried, and then people will love them. It's very expensive to do. And unfortunately, not very many people have the money or the wherewithal to make that happen. And the federal government is not in the business of providing money for that kind of thing. So what we're trying to do right now is educate the public that it's a healthy food. That it should be acceptable to the local consumers, particularly those living in the Chicago area where it's a particular problem, St. Louis, Alton, Peoria, those places. People should be eating these Asian carp and fishing them down. They can do it. It's been fished down in its native range. But there's also other products that can be made. One of those would be fish meal, which is a very important component of, believe it or not, fish food, but also poultry food and hog food. Another place it could go is fish oil, and believe it or not, there's an export market. The Chinese want to buy our Asian carp because they don't have enough.
You can learn more about this and other invasive species coming up at this week's Science Cafe through the Science Center of Southern Illinois. It's this Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and the Science Center, of course, is in the University Mall in Carbondale. More information at 529-5431. Again, it's this Thursday evening. Now, Jim, when you talk about an invasive species like this, at some point, is it giving up? This is now a native species, and all the other ecosystems just have to deal with it?
That's a brilliant question. In fact, there is a very large, argument being made in the ecological community, my science. About a year ago, someone wrote a paper that suggested just that. That there are certain invasive species we should just give up on and not worry about. Believe it or not, the Asian carp, which we've been working on very closely at SIU and in collaboration with several other institutions, we found that even though they now dominate the biomass of large fish in the Illinois River, for example, they make up over 60% of the mass of fish that are larger than about 12, 14 inches, which is a lot of fish biomass. Nothing's gone extinct. No native species has blinked out. So there's still native species. And in fact, some species of native fish have actually increased, which is bizarre. Quite frankly, we might ask ourselves, is Asian carp really a species worth trying to put a lot of effort into controlling? The problem is we don't know what will happen if they get into the Great Lakes. And if they get in the Great Lakes, it could be a completely different story where we might see species go extinct. And so that's the real scary issue for us in the U.S. is, you know, spreading throughout the rivers is a problem. They're kind of annoying, that kind of thing. But if they get into the Great Lakes, which are much, probably much more sensitive we might see a really large decline in some very expensive fisheries.
Jim Garvey is the fisheries director at SIU. He's also vice chancellor for research, and you can hear more about what he has to say Thursday at the Science Cafe through the Science Center of Southern Illinois. Once again, it's 529-5431 or yoursciencecenter.org.